Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm JP. I'm JD. And I'm D-Rock. And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under $60. We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank. Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2022 Blue Collar Bourbon Halloween Spooktacular! I hope you're as excited as I am, because this week we'll be playing everyone's favorite Halloween game show. Come on, everybody, I know you know what it is. I want you to say it with me. Let's go ahead and say it together. It's...
Trick or treat!
Hit it!
Wow.
I'm now officially terrified.
Welcome.
That's what nightmares are made out of.
Been waiting all year for this.
Nightmare fuel. But yeah, this is like one of the things we look forward to.
Yeah.
Beer Boys Show.
It's Beer Boys Show.
Yeah.
The 2022 Halloween Spooktacular.
And if you're watching on the live stream, you actually get a Beer Boy cam.
Yes.
So Beer Boy's actually on the show.
I am visibly on the show.
So this is like the fifth annual?
I think.
Could be.
Something like
fourth
that.
Fourth or fifth.
It's the annual.
But which annual?
I don't know.
Fourth, fifth.
Yeah. Okay.
The four fifths. The four fifths.
All right. So every Halloween, we have a spooktacular where we just give the keys to the car over to the producer, in this case,
Beer Boy.
So yeah.
We never know what's going to happen.
This entire episode will be blind. So Beer Boy, I mean, set us up. What do we got going?
So today we are playing the game show.
That's terrifying.
I've got it on sample, so it's
did
going...
you find kids to say that, or did...
Yeah. I hired a couple.
Okay.
Oh. No, I used the internet.
It's the last time we give you the company credit card.
He said, do you want some candy? Hop in this van.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So, trick or treat. We are going to be blind drinking, to a degree, some pours in the bucket in front of you, the good old trick or treat bucket.
Not just any bucket.
No.
This is the jack-o'-lantern, your classic kiddo. And in fact, it's JP's kiddo.
You stole my kid's trick or treat bucket.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I had to explain to them why it was in the car this morning on the way to school. Like, why is that in the car?
Because Halloween's canceled.
Yeah.
I'm returning it.
All right, so there's a bucket on the table with...
There's a bucket on the table with 12 different pours in little mini bottles. They're
okay.
Small pours, don't worry. So we're not going to get hammered. Six of them are tricks. Six of them are treats.
Oh, boy.
And you will be drawing from them. But you might be able to curve the odds in your favor through correctly answering some trivia questions about Halloween.
Okay.
All right.
Screwed.
So it's going to take place over four rounds. Each round, we're going to start with a question. And then after the question, you'll draw your bottles. You'll open up what you have, pour it into one of the shot glasses, get a nose of it, you know, figure out what you think you might have. After you have the nose, I will reveal who got correct answers. And if you got a correct answers, you can choose to either keep your pour or trade it with someone else at the table.
Okay.
Then we will all drink and we will guess what we have to score bonus points. So every correct answer for trivia is worth 3 points. And if you guess either straight up what the product is or at the very least the distillery of it, I'll give you a bonus point.
Cool.
All right. So two things. First of all, it is no wonder that Beer Boy's job before this was at a game shop. Was at a board game shop.
Yes.
because he's pretty good at games.
Well,
obviously.
He was a dungeon master.
I know, that's true. Yep. That's true.
That is true.
And second, I think the reason why I look forward to this every year is this is as close as I've ever come to being on a game show. Every single time we do this episode, it's a game show.
That's what we went for today.
All right, so how do we get started?
All right, so we're going to start out with...
Round one.
Oh, okay. Right.
So everybody go ahead and draw from the buckets.
Okay. All right. All right.
Getting in here.
JD.
They should all have a number on them as well. That helps me to know what you have.
All right. D-Rock draws.
Yeah.
Which one do I... I'll take this one.
All right. Okay. Next, you... So now that you have those, before you open them up, let's go ahead and ask the first question.
But these are numbered.
Yeah, they're numbered so I know what they are.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That way, yeah, whenever you make your guesses, I know what you're guessing.
Okay.
All right. Round one. Which state in the United States produces the most pumpkins?
Is this we all get our own answer or this is a collective
Everybody
answer?
Gets their own answer.
So basically, don't talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you know.
Strategy needs to be.
Strategize. We can do some fast forwarding.
Okay, let's see.
I think I got this.
All right.
It's not going to be something that we would think off the top of your head. It's going to be something crazy. That's why he's asking. I think it's going to be something crazy like New York or something like that.
Okay. You going with that?
Yeah. Let's
go with New York?
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Okay. I'm going to go with Iowa.
Okay.
And Iowa for D-Rock. All right. I have your answers locked in, but we won't reveal quite yet. Next, let's go ahead and open up those pores, toss them into a shot glass, and take a whiff. See.
I mean, you went with like electrical tape.
Yeah,
we're sealed up here.
Those bottles spill easily, so I didn't want a candy bucket full of.
Okay, so we're allowed to nose it at this point?
Yep, so you can pour it in a glass, take a sniff.
A glass. You say glass? It's a solo shot cup. A red solo shot cup.
I needed a lot of them.
Oh, mine did not pour. Oh, no. Mine poured like syrup. This is... Well, it doesn't smell bad, though.
On the nose. You are having a hard time over there?
Yeah, man.
D-Rock can't even open his.
Look at this. Give me a twirl.
This is D-Rock's jingle.
Oh, well, you got the tape off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my hands are a little slippery.
Sure, yeah. You just loosened it for me. That's fine.
Yes.
All right, on the nose. Mine, I just got my nose in it.
What are we getting?
I just get a lot of corn. Mine smells like a cheap 80 proofer.
Okay.
Mine's right down the middle. Vanillas, caramels.
Low proof sweet corn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead and reveal the answers. Which state in the United States produces the most pumpkins? JD guessed New York, JP guessed Wisconsin, and D-Rock guessed Iowa. Nobody got it correct.
Ooh. But who got closest?
Closest goes to D-Rock with Iowa. The answer was Illinois.
Oh.
Which produces over 40% of the nation's pumpkins.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
So yeah. give him the win.
We'll give D-Rock the
points. Sure, he gets the win.
Okay.
What does that mean he gets?
So whoever gets it right can force a trade.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right.
I'll trade with JD.
Oh, okay. Why not? Well, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Feeling lucky over there.
Why not?
Okay.
For the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gamesmanship.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, you are welcome to, I would say, shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot?
Shoot your pour.
Trick or treat!
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know what this is. It's horrible.
What number did you get?
Number 9.
What's number 9, beer boy?
Oh my, no, I know what it
He's
is.
He's got a guess.
That is, that's the honey sting, American honey sting.
American honey sting!
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's horrible.
That is a point to you, though.
That's a trick.
It's a trick.
That was awful.
D-Rock, JD?
Mine was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Not a problem at all. I liked it.
You guys suck.
What number did you have, D-Rock?
6.
6.
I would say a Heaven Hill.
A Heaven Hill?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Heaven Hill. It was a Heaven Hill. Yes. D-Rock, you just had a shot of the Blue Collar Bourbon Elixir Rebel number 2.
Yes. Nice.
There you go. So all technically right. a yeah. Heaven Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. D-Rock got another point.
This one I traded with D-Rock. It's not good. Ain't bad.
What number is it?
Number 4.
Okay.
This is, it's got to be something like Lusty Claw or something like that.
You going Lusty Claw?
Sure, lock it in.
Unfortunately, it's not Lusty Claw. JD, you just drank the Black Box whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Said it's not bad, though.
Well, it's mellowed out in the 3 years that we've had. Right. So.
That's fair.
Yeah. I anticipated it being a little worse.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, give me both.
It was not a treat.
Well, now that my stomach hurts right off the bat.
Jump into round 2?
Sure, why not?
Round 2.
All right.
I can
go ahead and draw.
Better than last time. All right. Oh, I got number 1. Oh, jeez.
Your kickstand just let you down.
Hey, your
mound.
Your mount. Your mount.
Your mount is
not mounting very well.
Shaking them up like that did anything.
I got leakage on this one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well.
It's all right. I think I have enough.
Yeah. All right. Round 2. Your question is.
Oh, you did tighten these till pretty tight.
Yeah, I did my best.
Okay, there we go.
In the movie, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I've never seen it.
How many characters are actually killed by a chainsaw?
1.
0.
2.
Heck. All right. Answer's locked in. Let's go ahead and crack those pores.
I've got to open D-Rox for him
please.
Again.
Please. Thank you.
All right. On the nose. What are we getting?
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you know what number you just opened up as well. Don't get them mixed up.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
I know not talk, but now this time. Yep.
All right. Well, for the reveal in the movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, how many characters are actually killed by a chainsaw? One of you did get the correct answer. It was JP.
Yeah!
One character.
What is it? What do I get for that?
You need to get your kickstand fixed.
This is like 20 years old, so probably, I'll throw that away.
It's made for a Nokia. Yeah.
It's made
for his razor.
Yeah.
All right, JP, you can blindly force a trade if you'd like.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with what I got.
Do you want to force one of us to trade?
No, I think I'm going to stick with what I got.
You don't want to force one of us to?
I can do that? Can I force them to trade?
Yeah, we'll say you can.
Okay, sure. You guys trade.
All right.
All right, so D-Rock and I are trading.
Yes, we traded.
Yep. If you want to give it a nose, you're welcome to.
This has some no nose.
This has got some funk. I can't tell in this solo shot cup what the funk is.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to
what
nose.
What the funk?
Get the funk out.
Mine smells pretty standard.
Okay.
That's why I stuck with it. I wasn't being very adventurous.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
This is good.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
What is this? Is this...
Ooh, mine's hot.
Are these whiskey? Can all these be whiskey? Are all these whiskey? Do you blend it? Did you blend?
I didn't do any blending.
Okay.
But they're not all necessarily whiskey. JD, what number did you have?
I had number 10.
Ooh, number 10.
Yeah,
This is a favorite of yours.
Ooh, indeed. Yeah.
Any guesses?
It's flat. There's like a rubbery thing. Is that jalapeno? I have no clue. I couldn't even make
is
a good
that
guess.
Jalapeno?
It stings.
It stings?
Yeah.
Come on, what have you had in the past year that's been flat, has
stingy.
Stung?
And you know it's not the American
rubbery.
Honey sting.
Creekwater cinnamon?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
It's a good guess, but it is not the right answer. Mm. JD, you are drinking Ritual rum.
Oh.
God. Yes, that's why it's as horrible.
That's not the...
My tongue burns. Is that the no proof?
Was that the no alcohol?
Yeah, it's the no alcohol. Yeah.
That's why I said it tasted flat.
Yeah.
It's the no proof. D-Rock?
Man.
I had number 12.
Okay. Any guesses as to the distillery that came from?
Green River.
Unfortunately, that's going to be a negative.
Okay.
That is the Jack Daniel's Franklin Rodeo pick.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a
good it's one.
Green River.
Yeah, so you're glad we got had a forced trade. Yeah.
I had number one.
All right. Any guesses?
Is this a Beam product?
It's not a Beam product. That is the Smoke Wagon Uncut Unfiltered.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So we're moving on to round three. We got a tie ball game. JP and D-Rock at 4-4. JD at 0.
Oh, man.
After that last one, I'm just trying to survive. My tongue still stings.
All right.
Round three.
Okay.
Grab them out. All right.
Round three. You need me to open your bottle for you, D-Rock?
You know, I was about to say, do you just want to go in and do it?
I mean, I get embarrassed, I can. But that's what you need me to do.
Here, go ahead.
Running under some more water for you.
Well, my hands are slippery.
Oh, that one was super easy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, this one is yellow.
You're just, you're getting some really bad Halloween luck. You're you're like the kid that goes to the doors that only hands out raisins.
Well, because I had that ritual fake rum last, everything I have from here on out is just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Well, maybe.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you've had less alcohol than we have.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right. So crack them open. You can nose them.
Okay. I know what this is.
I'm going to go ahead and give you the third question.
Okay.
So round three, what is the color order of candy corn from the base of it to the point of it?
Oh, I got this.
I got this.
Who gets to go first?
JP.
Orange is at the base. Orange, yellow, white.
That's where I am. Orange, yellow, white.
Wait,
from the base or from the tip?
From the base to the tip.
Yeah, orange, yellow, white.
Yeah, me too.
White, orange, yellow?
From base to tip?
From the bottom.
Yep.
Like the whitest part to the narrowest part.
Correct.
Oh.
White, orange.
He's just flipping it.
So you went from the tip to the base.
He said base. The base is the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
The tip is the top.
Wait, the base is... Wait, which one's... No, the tip should be the bottom. The
no.
pointy. The
oh, pointy. No. Who says that the base of a candy corn is the tip?
Well, because it's
base
got a tip.
Literally means
it's
bottom.
Got a point.
Which is the tip.
Top.
Okay.
The top of a mountain is not the bottom of it.
Well, I'm switching then. If we're going
all right,
base
hold
to.
On. Wait.
Let's define this.
From the widest point first.
Up to the tip.
Up to the narrowest point.
Yes.
So down. Like,
no.
To the triangle, to the point.
No.
From the base.
The base.
No. From the top of the triangle to the...
No.
What are you,
starting at the base.
What do you think the widest part of the candy corn is colored?
Flip your piece of candy corn over.
I'm not flipping it over. I'm standing on its top.
It on its top.
I say from the fattest to the skinniest.
Correct.
From the fattest
to
the skinniest.
I'm sticking my answer.
Oh, yes.
Which was? Say it again for me.
Orange, yellow, white.
Orange, yellow, white.
Orange, yellow, white from fattest to skinniest. From fattest to skinniest.
Yellow, orange, white.
All right. You've already nosed. Everybody's taking a sniff.
Uh-huh.
All right. Only one of you got the correct answer, which is pretty obvious. It is JD.
What?
Yellow at the base, orange in the middle, white.
Orange is always in the middle.
What?
What?
Go get a candy corn.
I'll go get a piece of candy corn.
Go get a candy corn.
This has to be proved.
Bring three. We need a snack.
Christy's got your back. She's like, clearly you guys don't eat candy corn. Then she's like,
I love candy corn.
Hallelujah, JD.
I hate to break it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what? Wait.
Okay. I had the orange and the yellow backwards.
Me too.
Damn it.
So, JD?
I was confident on that one, too.
Yeah, I would like to force a trade, Bob.
Okay.
JP.
Yeah.
Swap me.
Make sure you swap the bottles, too.
Swap the bottles.
That was a bad idea on your part.
You'll see.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, fellas. Enjoy your pours.
All right, so the one that JD gave me, it smells like Windex.
What numbers did we have?
Oh, my God.
You got a guess, JP, on what that is? What number?
I have number three.
Yep.
Holy.
I've got two.
Hold on.
Okay.
What do you think number three is?
It's the no-proof whiskey. It's the ritual whiskey.
Number three, you are drinking Jepson's Malort.
I knew it. As soon as I smelled it, I was like, I am not drinking this.
I haven't had it in so long. I forgot what it tasted like.
There you go, Cubs fan. I wanted you to have that. So.
Son of a...
D-Rock?
Number two.
You had number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do you think is...
I'm going to go with a Blue Note.
Is not a Blue Note. That one is the Stellum Fibonacci Rye.
Okay.
Ooh, there you go. That's a good treat.
One. Well, JD's got it easy over there because he knows what that one is.
I know exactly what this is.
What number is it?
Number 11.
As soon as I smelled it, I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a barbecue over here because it's the Curveball Barbecue Whiskey.
That is correct.
That's why I wanted to hang on to it, because I knew I could guess it and get a point for it.
That's good.
Y'all, we have a three-way tie going into the final round. 4-4-4.
Man.
People are going to accuse us of planning that.
But we did. Beer Boy planned this whole thing. We haven't even touched this episode.
Oh, no, that's
episode,
true. I agree.
So. I can't control who's trading.
You know, that's true.
It's got a level playing field.
I can't get the Malort taste out of my mouth now.
Right. Which one do you want?
That one.
All right.
Round four.
All right, so while you're getting those ready to go, I'll go ahead and give you the final question. In which U.S. state is it illegal to dress like a nun or a priest for Halloween?
I'm going to say New York.
New York?
Massachusetts.
I was going to say Massachusetts.
That's a good one.
We have to...
No, you can...
You can both do it if you want.
I'm doing Massachusetts.
All right. Go ahead and get them poured out. Go ahead and give them a nose. See what you think.
Okay.
All right. Well, I've got bad news for you. None of you got it correct.
Massachusetts was a good guess, though. That was a good one.
Yeah, Catholic, you know, like...
Yeah.
The state where it is illegal to dress like a nun or a priest for Halloween is Alabama.
Oh.
According to Section 13A, 14-14, impersonating the clergy is a misdemeanor with a fine of up to $500 or up to a year in jail.
Sounds like it would be a bad habit.
I didn't even know Alabama had Catholics. Like, that's...
Yeah, there's...
Yeah?
Well, clergy. Couldn't dress up as a pastor either.
Can you not dress up as a pastor?
That'd be clergy, right?
Yeah. So I guess, like, if you go to, like, a community church or, like...
You can't
wear, like, a cool...
No. Well, I mean, you probably couldn't
skinny jeans.
You probably couldn't even dress up like Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean...
No sandals in Alabama.
No sandals. Nope.
Well, that means everybody gets to enjoy their own pour. Right.
Okay, well... All right. Oh, God. I know what this is, and I don't want to drink it. How did I get all the bad pours? This is my third bad pour. I got three of the six.
Yeah, mine smells great.
Mine does too.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Trick or treat!
Oh, God.
Well, JP, what number did you have?
I had number 7.
Oof. You want to tell me what it is?
That's Dr. Stoner's.
Stoner's.
Probably the most distinct taste of anything that we own.
Man, that's
outside of Malort.
Horrible.
And you're going to win.
Dr. Stoner's is like basically bong water, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweetened bong water.
Sweetened bong water, yeah, right?
I mean, yeah, on the upside, at least I knew exactly what I had, so I got a point for it.
There you go.
D-Rock, what number did you have?
Number 8.
Number 8, okay.
Is this a Dickel?
Unfortunately, it is not a Dickel. You are drinking the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C922.
All right. Okay.
Mr. JD?
I got number 5.
Number 5, okay.
Is this an Elijah Craig Barrel Proof?
Unfortunately, it is not an Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. Number 5 is the Resilient 14 Years. So it's a Dickel.
Maybe we swapped ideas.
Yeah, I'm getting like the Flintstones thing. I should have like... Okay.
Should let it sit for a second.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I was going to go with Heaven Hill, then I said, no, it's a Dickel. Mistake.
Well, we do have a winner.
Yes, we do.
The winner of the 2022 Blue Collar Bourbon Halloween Spooktacular is the Wild Card.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the Wild Card.
There you go.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy and my mom.
I'm sure your mom would be proud.
Probably not.
Especially your mom month.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
It's Halloween. We're done with mom month.
No, it's not over yet. We've got another week.
Well, that was fun.
Shout out Beer Boy.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Was this the first time we did like a game show thing?
Well, we did Dungeons and Dragons, basically.
But
he walked us through like a...
Yeah, we did that last year, but I'm talking like a game show kind of thing.
This might be our trivia first.
I guess.
Yeah. I thought it was good fun.
Yeah.
It was great fun.
Yeah, we need more of that.
Good, clean fun.
More game show stuff.
With better whiskey next time.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of game shows.
Yeah?
We haven't done a giveaway in October yet.
We haven't done a giveaway.
So let's give away a bottle.
Let's give away a bottle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patreon patrons, you know what time it is. It's that time of the month where we do that very special thing. Come on, everyone. I want you to say it with me. I know you know what it is. Say it with me. It's the
Wheel of Bourbon.
Spin it.
All right. So for the month of October, we're going to give away the Morning Glory Kasha bourbon.
Oh, Kasha.
It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 grain with buckwheat in it.
All right.
So yeah, let's spin the wheel and see who gets some Morning Glory Kasha.
All right, you ready to spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel.
The wheel.
Here we go.
And around, 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 around she goes. Where she stops, no one knows.
He's won one before.
He's won one before, yeah.
Oh, do we need to...
No,
no, you can win
that's
more
how
than
it
once.
Is. You can win more than one.
All right.
John Riddle, you won another bottle.
Congratulations.
So congrats.
John awesome.
Riddle. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's...
We'll get it out to you.
Yeah, family.
There you go. That's October's giveaway. That's all I had.
Beer boy, crushed.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you brought the tricks. Who's bringing the treats?
I brought treats.
Okay.
Trick or treat!
Our good friend Lee Kennedy out of Leaper's Fork, he just dropped a single barrel cast strength rye last week.
Yes.
Caught a ride up to heaven and brought that back with him.
I don't even know how to explain this. I've already tasted it. JD tasted it this morning. Beer Boy tasted it this morning.
Yeah.
They sold out in 30 minutes?
30 minutes. They sold 164 bottles. In 30 minutes. This is one of the only bottles on earth I would pay probably 120, wow. Certainly, but I might even go like 150 on this bottle.
Okay.
It's like a spiritual experience. Just get ready for this.
I like a spiritual experience.
Yes. This stuff is unbelievable. Now I got to open it.
Yeah.
D-Rock, I saw what you did there.
Thank you.
Spirit.
Chul.
You'll experience
it. D-Rock, you want to give us the info?
Yeah, so this is a mash bill of 55 rye, 30 corn, 15 malted barley. The barrel entry was 55%. The bottle entry is 53.9. So 107.8 proof. This is 5 years and 9 months. And by the way, this is bottle 26 of 164.
Yeah.
Now, JP, what sets this rye apart from any other rye?
I don't know. Heavenly taste. Angels like flap their wings over it. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what they do to it that sets it apart. It just tastes. It tastes like heaven.
Yeah.
We had a conversation earlier when we tasted it this morning. It is a lower rye, so it's only 55% rye and high corn, 30 for a rye.
Yeah.
So we had the conversation saying that maybe that's what it is. It's the high corn content that kind of gives it a. You get this. Sweet spicy thing. It's okay. Just they're doing things at that distillery at Leaper's Fork that I'd give them 5 years and they're going to be a major. They're going to be catapulted into.
And then you were saying also that the corn that they're using is local corn.
It
too.
Is That's local Tennessee corn. Corn. It's all their corn. Yeah, they grow it on about 200 acres down the road from the distillery.
So it's Colonel Hunter's corn.
Colonel Hunter.
Yeah, Colonel.
You got crickets over there? Yeah. Somewhere.
I see what you did. Leaper's Fork used to come out. Colonel Hunter.
Colonel, corn, kernels.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm tracking.
Yeah. Give him too much credit by still talking about it.
Thank you. Keep going.
Yeah. So to Lee, thank you so much for the bottle. Dude, you're doing amazing stuff. Keep doing it.
And you're not going to find this anywhere. So find a friend that got a bottle.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I said I would pay $120 to $150 for this, but he was only selling it for $85 or $90, something like that. So. And sold all of it in 30 minutes. So, to Leaper's Fork.
To Leaper's Fork.
To Beer Boy.
To Beer Boy.
Beer Boy.
Cheers.
To y'all. Yeah, normally on your rise, obviously it's 2 grain, 95.5 mash bill, or, it's 100% rye.
Yep.
With this, it's a 3 grain mash bill, local corn. It's what gives it, that unique, sweet... It's not as spicy as a typical rye.
I'm just trying to gain my composure over here. Sorry. I'm about to tear up. That's beautiful.
And that's saying something coming from a guy who didn't like rye, and now that's probably your favorite whiskey out right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Oh, man. Am I right?
It's awesome. Yeah. Whew.
All right, last thing. While we're drinking some good whiskey.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking about it?
Of course I'm thinking about it. JP, you thinking about it?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Like Beer for Boy? A long time.
Oh, I'm thinking.
About it?
About it.
Yeah.
Among, well, no, not among other things. I'm only thinking about it.
I had a break yesterday where I wasn't really thinking about anything, mm-hmm. and then I started thinking about it again.
Yeah.
I've been kind of thinking about it like this whole episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought about it in the shower.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah. I should have been doing some work this morning, but all I could do was think about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bourbon Bash.
Yes.
Bourbon Bash is coming up November 12th. You need tickets.
You do.
Where do they get tickets?
Well, you just go to bourbonbashtix.com.
T-I-X.
Yes.
Bourbonbashtix.com.
Bring your family.
Bring
your mom.
And them.
And them.
Bring your enemy.
Bring your enemy.
Yeah.
Show your face, you cowards. Do you say that to enemies? Do people do that? Does that...
You did. You just did.
Yep. Show your faces, cowards.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have multiple enemies. Yes. All of you.
That you want to drink whiskey with. Yeah. Everybody.
You chicken?
Stop thinking about it. Start doing it.
There it is.
Stop thinking about That's it. Right. Just do it. Buy a ticket.
Nike.
Bourbon Bash Tix, TIX.com. Yes. November 12th. All right. Very, very last thing. I've been telling people that I'm giving away my collection. I have given away my collection. It has been done.
Ba-ba-ba. It is finished.
It is finished.
Thank you.
Everybody that wanted to be involved signed up, and a winner has been chosen. If you get the email, you'll know who you are.
Oh, congratulations.
So there it is.
You.
But you said you're going to do like consolation kind of thing?
Yeah. So we did a winner, a runner-up, and a third place.
Okay.
So the winner gets the collection. Runner-up and third place will get some ancillary prizes.
Beer Boys collection?
Of pink tequila, yeah.
Pink tequila, Malort.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good look, JD.
Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah.
What do you think? With the candy corn, I got the fangs now.
He's been waiting all year for that.
Yeah. Now, here we go.
Oh.
There we go. How about
that? Oh, that's good.
Is that working?
Yeah. Here, let me
Can you zoom in on that one over there?
Yeah,
let me get a little... Those would be a live streamer enjoying that. Winner has been chosen. You'll get an email. We'll get that shipped out to you. And then second and third place, we'll get some good little blue collar ancillary prizes. So congrats. Thanks everybody for signing up and joining. It was fun. Now all my stuff's going away to other homes.
And you'll never drink again.
Nope.
Oh, I'll drink again. I'll just sit here and drink this Leaper's Fork bottle.
So happy Halloween to all listeners out there.
Yes.
If you have kids, be safe. Hope they have fun. If you're a parent, or even if you're not a parent, we just walk around the neighborhood. We know you're drinking. We know you're drinking.
Yes. Come to my house. We have a bar set up. Yeah. So.
So, you know, share and share alike. Be safe. Be responsible.
Yeah.
You know, keep your kids out of the road. And eat all their candy. Because that's what it's about. The kids think it's for them. But you know, the parents know. Like, yeah. They're getting candy for us.
I got to test your candy. I got to make sure your candy's not poisoned.
Yep.
It's got that one food dye. Daddy's going to have to keep that one. Yeah. So.
You should do like a candy tax. You know.
Oh, I do a candy tax. I do candy taxes. I do fry taxes. There's a tax on everything.
Okay.
They got to learn someday.
That's true.
Right? You're going to get taxed to hell and back when you grow up anyway. So start getting used to it.
So all that candy you just got, I'm going to go ahead and take 40% of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
And, to everybody that's been following us through all the spooktaculars and listening this whole time, man, love you guys. Can't thank you enough.
Yes, absolutely.
It's crazy we've been doing this 4 years and people keep showing up and listening. So appreciate you guys. It's
awesome. Who would have thought? And to our amazing producer, Beer Boy.
Real quick on the topic of people sticking around with us. I saw just the other day, JD, in your office, your, 800 listens, 500 listens?
5,000.
Oh, yeah.
5,000.
Yeah, I got... JP had made me a plaque, like when we first started the show.
He made me one, too.
Okay, mm-hmm. you got one, too.
Yeah.
But we were celebrating 5,000...
Total.
All-time listens. And I was like, dude, we were so damn proud of that. And to go from, like, all-time listens to, like...
Now we do that in a single episode.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We do four times that in a single episode.
We will never release our numbers.
No.
So cheers to that.
Yeah, very appreciative.
Cheers to growth, and cheers to everybody talking about us and letting your friends of friends of friends know.
Yeah, and then come back on Friday for the bonus.
What's the bonus?
What is the bonus?
I'll tell you.
On Friday? On Friday.
Yeah, we're going to have a barrel of fun.
A barrel of fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracking.
All right. Well, then to Friday.
To Friday.
And to Halloween.
To Halloween.
To Beer Boy.
To Beer Boy.
Cheers.
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 Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.